This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer, and joining me today, I wanted you to hear from someone who is so passionate about the land, about the possibilities of this plant, that this extraordinary woman who is a poet, an author, certified yoga meditation teacher, she gave up a full scholarship to medical school and changed her life and devoted it to educating us about this plant and hemp. And Raylene Duchin, welcome to the program. As a transformation coach, and you say guiding those on the paths of self-development, healing, and spirituality, welcome to the program. So you gave up medical school. You gave up a seat in medical school to become a hemp farmer?
I sure did, Frankie. It was the craziest thing I've ever done. I'm half Asian. I don't know if you ever told an Asian grandma you don't want to be a doctor anymore. It's wild. but it healed me, and I did it frankly because I wanted to heal myself. And as I healed myself, I knew I could heal my family and generations of disease.
When did you realize that this is the road that you needed to take?
So I started to realize that being a doctor wasn't my life purpose anymore, because I realized as I was starting to become a doctor, I myself was very sick. Diseases in my family in regards to mental health as war survivors was starting to manifest in my body. I was so sick and I was basically dying at this point. I was throwing up every day. I could not function. And I decided I can't be a healer if I'm not healed. So I decided to dedicate my life to changing my lifestyle in order to heal my body and heal my mind. And then from there, decide how can I help heal the world and the people around me from a place of more healing to the embodiment of it.
When you say that you were physically sick, and a lot of people have stress, anxiety, and I just was talking with a young mother, and it really saddened me because her daughter is on sleep medication because sleep disorders run in the family. And this daughter is still a teenager. She hasn't even developed as a young woman. She's in, you know, 15 years of age, and she's on medication. And I said, have you ever tried CBD for your daughter? Now, you know, I don't really want her to get into drugs. And so that's still, really, that is still such a sad statement.
I agree with you, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because if I did pursue medical school, I would have been prescribing these medications, and a lot of it I understood the effects of my body. But when I went and I worked on this hemp farm and I made the medicines, I grew the plant from seed to soil, processed it with my bare hands, and I took that medicine to get off the medications doctors put me on to get through pre-med. It helped me in a way that, it healed me emotionally, physically, and just if we stopped giving our children prescribed medications and instead use a material, a chemical that is naturally in our body, it teaches us that we have the power within ourselves to heal our bodies. it's in our environment. We don't have to chemically produce something that is unnatural. And that way we're reminding ourselves that we are self-healers. We are all doctors. Oh, we're our own doctor.
Yes, yes. I love what you're saying, and it's been one of the reasons why I want to do this show, because I think people need to hear what the truth is about this plant and that there are many facets of the plant. And explain to us, as a hemp farmer, what you are experiencing from the land, and tell us about the powers of the full plant as well as the CBD.
Oh, I would love to. When I close my eyes, I can just see this beautiful plant. It towers over 8 feet. It smells incredible. It is so beautiful. It has colors of purples and greens and pinks, and the bumblebees love it. It is just flourishing. You just know this plant is magical. It's so full of life.
I didn't realize the bumblebees loved it so much. That's great to know.
They loved it. It was so sweet, and the bumblebees were so high and just on life of this plant that they would never bother me. So I'd be working in the field, taking the weeds off the plant, you know, treating it like it was a person, just taking care of these plants. And it was just such a beautiful time in my life. And honestly, that in itself was medicine for me, Frankie. I was a prestigious scholar, and then coming from that environment of intense academia to being in a beautiful field in the mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains, just deeply present in my body, working with this plant, was just the deep presence I never felt in my life before. And that in itself changed so much.
Raylee, do me a favor. Go back to, because this is so important, go back to history. This plant is not new to our land. Explain to everybody that its history is so rich, and it goes back generations.
It really does. It is native to our land, but we forget because it has become so commercialized, and we tend to exploit it. But in itself, did you know, Frankie, that CBD naturally also has THC, but it's a very low content. But we have commercialized marijuana plants to become more highly content in THC, but naturally in itself, in the natural environment, hemp has very low THC. So it is not as psychoactive as we think. And I think, Frankie, that's why we start to demonize the plant, but we've done that to it. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. It's also so misunderstood, like this young mother who didn't understand that giving her daughter CBD is so much better than the deleterious effects of the pharmaceutical sleeping drugs. Mm-hmm. And that if she understood and knew how to tricate the dosage and understood to go slow, and explain to us a little bit about that, because people are, it's not, because our endocannabinoid system really is so different, each one of us is different, we truly are like snowflakes. So it's very hard to know what my bottom is, what needs to be filled in my body with my endocannabinoid system versus yours. So it's really hard to say one size fits all. And that's part of the mystery and the dilemma with this plant.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up, because not only did I build a relationship with the physical plant as a farmer, but you build a relationship with CBD as the medicine itself. It becomes alive to you. You work with it because it's not only healing physically, but I want to emphasize that emotionally and mentally, this plant healed me. I was very anxious, a very anxious person, depression, bipolar disorder, all types of diseases run in my family. And I was able to slowly taper off of the medications I was put on while supplementing with CBD.
That's amazing.
It's a much more gentle process. If you can overdose on, you know, Lexapro and have severe consequences. Overdosing on CBD, I'll just tell you, I cried a lot processing emotions I haven't felt in my body, and once it was through, I felt so much better, and my spirit was free, and I was happy and at peace with my life, genuinely.
So when you're starting to coach with people and work with people, you do retreats, you do all of these wonderful things. How do you educate people? Where do they begin on their journey with this plan? Do you start with the CBD? Do you do the entourage effect? Do you do full-blown out cannabis? Tell us where we begin.
You know, I would tell everyone my experience.
I'm going to let you, I'm going to let you do that when we come back. We have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. Raylee is with us, Raylee Dushan. And what is the best website that people can find out all about you, please?
Sure, it's ConsciousLifestyleCoaching.com.
ConsciousLifestyleCoaching.com. We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us, we're in the middle of a conversation with Ray Lee. And Ray Lee, welcome back. Certified yoga, meditation instructor. You are very much into the work of the breath, of deep transformation, the awareness of mind, body, soul, spirit. As an author, as a coach, as a poet, and I know you wanted to read us something, because, and you're also an activist as well,
yes.
But you have a short poem you wanted to share with us. Could you do that now?
I'd love to. It's titled, The Sacred Remembrance of a Farmer. Take every breath, intend every action, and make every choice in life as if it were a seed for love. You prepare and amend the soil with care and gratitude, a special home and invitation for that seed. Then you allow space for the universe with patience, trust, and faith, and a little bit of nourishment to grow your seeds to fruit. Honor the time, the labor, the love, the miracle it takes for seeds, the dreams to manifest. It's all a process, an unfoldment, all in divine timing. Trust that you will reap what you have sown. Plant seeds. Make love with life. You are also that love. You are a seed. Water your garden.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Your life changed, and you transformed from someone who was not healthy into a very vibrant, aware woman today, still at a very young age, and you have now created a platform to share and educate people about the land, about the sacred nature of the land, about the farming, and about this plant. And I asked you before break, where would you even begin? How do you even begin to explain to people their journey with this plant? How do they find where they go?
I would say do it intentionally, do it sacredly, and know that you're embarking on a path of deep healing when you regard what CBD can offer you. So look at where you source. Find a local farmer, maybe someone internationally. You need to find the medicine that is grown with love, because what you consume, you embody the energy of that. And CBD is so sacred and so healing. And is not to be commercialized. But know that what you seek, what you buy, that's what you're going to get out of it when it comes to CBD medicine.
So are you saying, is it best to work with the actual CBD first? Is that your recommendations?
I'll say try it out. I used tinctures, so I got to try with a drop or two at a time, and then naturally increased my dosage. So now I can take nearly 30 drops, and I know because I built that relationship, as I've been saying, with CBD.
When you first started to use the CBD, what was the first experience like for you?
It was not what I expected. I felt this peace in my body. And we talk about peace and we think, oh, peace in the mind, but what does peace in the body feel like? And it felt like this just warm buzz in my body. I felt lifted, but not high like THC would give you, but I felt relaxed. And through yoga, I know that the mind and body are connected. So as I healed my body, I heal the mind, we also heal spiritually, which can mean emotionally in your thoughts as well. So that was very significant to me.
Yeah. And as you were doing your journey, so do you take CBD every day?
Sometimes I take it when I had trouble sleeping. I only take maybe 5 drops. I put it in my water. You know, it's not a hard drug that I would take over the counter or prescribe from a doctor for someone with insomnia.
Right.
It's natural. It tastes like grass. It tastes bitter. But, you know, you can take CBD in other ways. I'm sure everyone knows. They have pill forms. You could smoke it. But I prefer the tincture.
So the best way is to, I mean, you were in on the land and the sacredness of the land. That must have been so transformational for you.
It was incredible. I'm the first generation of my family to come to America and not have grown up on a farm, not making my own food or making my own medicine. So I gave up the life my family tried so hard to give me, and I gave it up to go back to farming because I knew what my soul needed, which was deep healing. I needed clean water. I needed organic food. I needed medicines that don't give me side effects. And yes, it changed my life.
Yes.
And I'm so healthy. I take no chemicals. I take no medicines. I'm 25, and I know I'm going to be on the path of a very, very healthy and full life because I made that choice early.
I think that your story is an inspirational story and one that people need to hear because they are so afraid and like his mother, she's not understanding how powerful the plant is. But it takes experimenting. It takes drinking. You know, it's like we're saying to people, one size fits all, which is not true, nor is it just taking this plant, and if you're eating junk food and you're not being consciously aware of movement and your life and breath work, it's also not going to work.
Exactly. And I want to keep saying it again, CBD it's sacred. You're building a relationship with it. And the intention you put behind anything you put in your body is what you're going to see manifested in your healing journey. And CBD is such a beautiful journey to take.
Oh, it really is. It really is. So I want people, though, to understand that you have been able, and how many years has it been since you've been using the plant?
I started when I graduated college, 2019. I was on anxiety medications. I got off in 4 months, and I used CBD. I used it every day. Now I take it maybe once a month, not even, in this past year.
Yeah. Awesome. Really, thank you so much. Give us your website. Give us all the information how people can find out all about you and the work that you're doing.
Sure thing. You can find me at ConsciousLifestyleCoaching.com. My book, which I share about the whole journey through poems and short stories, is on my website. You can also buy it on Barnes & Noble. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My name is Raylee Deeshan. Thank you so much for having me, Frankie. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, no, Raylee, it was our pleasure. Just such a great story, and it's one of the reasons why I love doing this show. We have to take a quick break and be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, will return.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us now, and what an event that Randy Rowe is putting together for everybody. And it is a conference, but not just any conference. The conference is about putting together media, cannabis cultivators, the trades, traditional media. And the hopes of this all is about what, Randy? And explain to us why this educational component and piece is so critical.
Well, one of our main goals at our conference is building our community, sharing knowledge, and elevating everybody as a grower and as the growing community and culture to better our plant, better the products, and to be able to, you know, communicate and network with one another.
So tell us about this incredible event.
So it's a we usually have a three-day conference. This year we're back down to a two-day conference. Our kickoff day started with our Canadian Cannabis Cup. We did a flower cannabis cup, and then on Monday we did a hash cannabis cup. And it was the top LPs in Canada that we had 13 judges doing a blind judging in front of delegates, attendees, and curious people just walking by wanted to see what was going on. And then we had a Canadian premiere of Frenchie Cannoli, his documentary called Frenchie Dreams of Hashish. So that was our day one. And then day two, we had a cannabis science symposium along with our hash zone and our regular industry conference and stage. So we pulled everybody together and network and collaborate and learn. We ended it off with our award show, our third annual award show. And we that's where we announced the Master Grower of the Year, our Craft Grower of the Year. We had a Hall of Fame induction of Arjen Roskam from Netherlands. He's a 40-time cup winner. We had a Lifetime Achievement Award winner, which was Ramo from Ramo Nutrients. And then we had our flower and our hash winners for the Cannabis Cup. So it was just an incredible event. Now, today is our third day and our last day. We do a grower's lunch, which we have a room full of head growers and master growers, and basically do a think tank session. So we got, they're having a lunch, but they have a table of round tables and curated questions, and they go through and we're talking about quality and how to do things better. And then we end the day off with a seed exchange. So no other conference in Canada is doing, you know, any.
So the conference, the conference is called Grow Up?
Yeah, Grow Up Conference Expo and Awards.
Tell me a little bit about, I have so many questions for you, Randy. Why did you start this? Because as the president of the Grow Up Conference and Expo, when did you start this event?
2017. We had done a show up in Toronto, more related to the business side of cannabis. And I lived in the, I'm from the Niagara region, and I know in the Niagara region we've got a lot of growers, either outdoor growers, but we got a lot of greenhouses down here. And I thought this is just such a great place to get growers together, because a lot of the conferences deal with, business and finance and all that stuff. And I thought, well, let's do something for the growers. And this was just such a natural location. I mean, you got the falls, it's a, wonder of the world, and it's a great place to visit. So let's have it here. And it's been
magnificent, magnificent setting, a magnificent setting. Yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We also did one this year in Victoria, BC, which is an incredible place. If you've never been there, highly suggest visiting it. And that's kind of a birthplace of growers. So that's one of the reasons why we selected that location. So instead of going to the large cities, downtown Toronto or Vancouver, we tend to go and migrate to the ones where growers would want to go to. So rather than drive into the city, and a lot of the growers are used to being out in urban areas or rural areas. So that's why we do them out here.
Randy, I have a lot of questions for you, and I'm sure the audience listening to this, you've been doing this for several years now. What is the flavor? Tell us the flavor of the world of cannabis in Canada and where you are and what's happened since COVID.
Well, everybody's been taking a beating with COVID. I think there's not an industry that really hasn't been affected by it. Marijuana, I think the sales have not decreased because of the pandemic. I think they've been pretty steady, but I think the business of cannabis is changing. And right now we're in a down slope. We've got retail businesses out there that are going to be going out of business in the next year. There's, you know, maybe 30% of them are probably going to disappear. We're oversaturated. There's too many shops that are opening up, and they're competing against these large corporate retail. So some of the mom and pop ones are just not going to be able to survive. And I think that's going to weed itself out. But I think the way that the government implemented it sort of caused the problem. Now, the next thing is the micro growers and the craft growers. Again, these are the people that are putting out some high quality product, but their profit margin is slimming because the government takes, you know, a fair share of the money that they would go back into the company, and they're competing with larger companies. So I think there's got to be a lot of things that got to change, and there's a lot of room for improvement. But I think overall, we're moving ahead. It's going forward. I see the industry starting to get stronger. And I think in 2023, I think as the world hopefully gets back to somewhat normal, that everything starts to increase and, you know, start looking ahead.
Yes. You had mentioned about the science, and I'm curious, what was discussed at that roundtable?
Well, we had six different panels of science. We had Dr. Miri Midri from Israel came up.
Oh, how fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah, so he did two talks yesterday. I can't remember what exact topics were spoken all day yesterday, so I can't really get into the specifics of it. But we had, they're all doctors, they were all talking science. It was full. I mean, the crowd really took to it. So I apologize. I don't have the specifics on everything that we talked about.
The fact that you did the science though is so exciting. It's very exciting.
Well, it's groundbreaking research that they're doing, and and that just helps growers and it helps the industry. So it's ideal to bring them to this kind of environment.
Tell me your journey. How did this cannabis world, how did it open up to you? When did you first realize that this was going to be your future? When did you realize that there was an opportunity to make money and to have this expo?
It would have been back in 2017. I mean, I've always been involved in cannabis here and there just as a consumer and a user, but nothing on a grand scale. I didn't have any investment in the cannabis. And when we did the one show in Toronto, I just saw the potential to bring everybody together. And I mean, I've been in the event business for quite a while. I'm mostly on the music side. So it seemed like a good fit, and I thought it was a great opportunity in Niagara Falls. So I came to the center here and just made it work. And it was such a good fit. And it was at that point when I first started developing it and talking to people that I realized that, this is what we need.
Love it. Love this story. This is an opportunity for all of us to hear firsthand about a conference, a successful conference, and it is called Grow Up Conference and Expo. Randy Rowe is the president of Grow Up Conference and Expo, and we're thrilled you're with us. We have to take a quick break. So how can people find out more about you, the conferences, and all of those things, please?
GrowUpConference.com. You'll see what we're doing here in Niagara Falls. They'll have a list of all of our schedules. And then our future dates, which we'll be announcing in the next month. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so hold on to that, and we will be back in just a moment with Randy. I'm Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A2Z, an educational odyssey.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. And we are continuing our conversation with Randy Rowe, who is the president of Grow Up Conference and Expo. He's been doing this since 2017. And this has been, would you say this was one of the more successful conferences, Randy?
Well, it depends on what measurement we use. The conference itself, the scheduling and the programming has probably been by far the best program that we've done. We just got such great content. The size of our conference this year is a lot smaller than we typically have. I'd say it's probably down, you know, to a third of what we normally do. But I think that's just an indication of the industry. But as far as the success, it's been a huge success. We've added our consumption lounge, which we did in 2019, and we've continued it here, but we've just made it so much better. So the consumption area is, if you go to any of these conferences on a regular basis, you know that a lot of people do business at the bar, even at the bar at the hotel. You shouldn't have a drink and, you know, you meet new people. Well, we're a cannabis show, so why are we not outside smoking? And there's a lot of people that don't drink beer. They don't want to go to a hotel, or they don't want to go to the after party. So we need to accommodate that. And, you know, I'm looking outside right now, and there's, you know, hundreds of people out there, and they're doing business. They're talking, they're writing deals, shaking hands. It's yeah. No different than a bar, and they're doing, and they're in their own element. You know, people sometimes smoke because they either have a social anxiety and they don't like going to bars. Well, now they're able to sit there and do a dab if they want, or roll up a joint, and you know, and be able to talk to other consumers and growers, and really it's the community and feeling comfortable and being able to enjoy what, you know, you couldn't do 5 years ago. You were not allowed to do this.
Really?
And it's all legal.
Yeah.
The Canadian Cannabis Cup that we had was 100% legal. It was all legal cannabis. It was from licensed producers, Health Canada licensed producers. Everybody had within their limits of the amount of cannabis that you're allowed to have, and it was done outside, outdoors, and people were able to see it. And to think of doing that 5 years ago is just crazy. Like, everybody would have been arrested.
When you first started doing all of this, tell us about the laws in Canada. So is it's totally legal for all consumption, or give us what the specifics are, please.
So when we first started, it wasn't legal. In 2017, you weren't allowed to have cannabis unless you had a medical license. All that changed in 2018, and our second show was legal, but there were still a lot of restrictions. So the way that it works in Canada is recreational. You can carry up to 30 grams. So that's any combination of hash, weed, concentrates, seeds. As long as you don't go over that limit, that's your personal limit, and then you can consume it anywhere. You can just walk outside, and wherever anybody's having a cigarette, you know, you can light up. And it's some people get offended, and I think a lot of our culture, we're used to smoking, you know, behind the garbage cans in the back alley so that nobody sees it. So everybody's respectful and then you stay away, but I mean, we can smoke wherever we want.
That's very different than here in the States. Do you see, and I'm just curious your thoughts, do you see that the States, we will have to at some point come to terms with legalization, or do you think it'll still go state by state?
I think it's going to be state by state for quite a while. It's the way that the United States are, it's to do it federal, it's going to be something huge to happen to make that federally acceptable. Because, I mean, there's a lot of states that are just not going to accept it. So I think that's the hurdle. And I think doing it state by state, I think they're getting to the point where, you know, you're going to have a majority of the country that's going to be legal. And once they go legal recreational, then you're going to see kind of what we're doing here in Canada. And I think that one of the things that we get restricted on in Canada is we can't advertise. So we can't have a billboard that says come to our dispensary, or, you know, we can't advertise this as the best product, or this product does this for you. At least in the United States, you got a little bit more freedom state by state to be able to promote your product and promote the actual consumption of it. So I think the United States is doing a lot of things right. And I think once they get to that sort of federal level, I don't know how long that's going to take and if it'll ever reach that point. But I think once they do, it's going to be a game changer. I mean, there's a lot of other countries that are coming online, Thailand, you know, that are becoming legal. And I think eventually there's going to be enough pressure put on the federal government to, you know, switch over to making it legal. And if you look at the amount of people that are in jail right now because of, you know, just having possession, it's incredible. The numbers are incredible. And Steve D'Angelo has headed up the Last Prisoner Project. And basically it's just trying to get everybody out of jail that, you know, was arrested for possession. And so I think it's going to get there. It's going to take a long time, and it takes a lot of leaders and a lot of people advocating for it. I mean, it took a long time in Canada to get pushed. So
I so agree with you, and I think it's disgraceful and disgusting that there are still people in jail because they possess cannabis. I mean, it's stupidness.
The amount of people that are in there.
Yes, it's stupid. It's stupid. I hate it. I'm you know, I'm so grateful for Steve and the work that he's doing, because it's just horrible in this day and age.
You know, so, and it takes people like Steve to, and everybody to just get on that soapbox and get people involved and just keep pushing it. That's how things get done.
Well, we thank you for coming on board and tremendous success with this year's conference. And next year, when is the, do you have the dates yet, or are you all set for next year?
I don't have dates yet, but we are looking to do BC and Alberta. And we're always considering doing an American show, because there's so many stories. Yeah, I mean, we had talked about
keep us posted, please. We're out of time, but Randy Rowe, give us the website. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. And the website is growupconference.com.
And this has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
It's still worthwhile. If you just...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.